This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Tuesday. Come on in, stay a while. We'll recap what happened last night. Not only the game, but the controversy inside that game. Chiefs come from behind, beat the Raiders. Four touchdown receptions for Travis Kelce. Baseball today and tonight. Phillies, Braves, Mariners, Astros, Guardians, Yankees, Padres, and the Dodgers. The Panthers fired Matt Rhule yesterday. And could be shopping some players, including Christian McCaffrey. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The program has a lot of great items for sale. If you go to danpatrick.com, also sign up for the newsletter. We got Penny's Bang Biscuits there. Also have a lot of T-shirts as well. If you're a Aaron Judge fan, we've got some there for you as well. We got some new Los Angeles-related T-shirts. One of my favorites there that just says traffic on it. But you have to see how it's presented on the T-shirt. Looks gorgeous. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Watching the game last night, and the Raiders jumped out. They were up 14-0. As I mentioned yesterday, the odds for scoring the first touchdown, the best odds were Devontae Adams. And all of a sudden, Devontae goes deep and it's quickly 7-0. Then it's 14-0. And then it could have been 21-0. And it's one of those moments where you go, man, do you go for it? Fourth and one, do you go for it? And I think it's around the 38-yard line. And Troy Aikman even said at the time, I don't know, you might have to step on their necks. Kansas City is not afraid of a deficit. No team wants to be in that position. But if you say of all the teams in the NFL who have mastered coming back from double digits, it's Kansas City. They're just, it doesn't change them. And that's what's interesting. Because you'll see teams sometimes they're down 14, then they start to do things that they don't normally do. Kansas City, it's, hey, all right, we're down 14 or we're down 17. We're okay. You know, when you outscore them 24-3 after that, you know, that's a big deal. And that's what Kansas City was able to do last night. And Travis Kelce, he didn't have to travel too far to get all those touchdowns. The last tight end to score four touchdowns in a game. I'll give you the team and I'll give you the year. 1985, and he played for the Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers, 1985, four touchdowns in a game against the Dolphins. Anybody want to guess? All the great Buccaneer tight ends prior to Gronk. Yes, Paulie?
Giles?
Jimmy Giles. Bloop, bloop. Yep.
I didn't have the Jimmy part.
No. Jimmy Giles against the Dolphins. And he had 25 scrimmage yards. That's the fewest by any player with four or more scrimmage touchdowns. The previous low was 60 by Danny Woodhead when he scored four touchdowns in 2015. So Kelsey had four touchdowns, 25 scrimmage yards. Pretty amazing. There were a couple of times where you're questioning what the Raiders are doing and Josh McDaniels and what he's doing. And I wondered about this when they had a chance to go for the tie, and it's 4:27, I think, to go. And I'm thinking, why not go for the tie? Because you're going to get beat on a field goal no matter what. So at least if you tie, now you can play with the clock a little bit, may get a chance to get the ball back if you hold them to a field goal. And also, if not and nobody scores and you go into overtime. So at the time, I thought, I wouldn't go for that. It didn't feel like, and maybe the Raiders thought, well, Kansas City is really rolling, you know, and Josh McDaniels saying, you know what, we got to go for this, got to go for two. But in the moment, I thought, I didn't agree with it because a field goal is going to beat you no matter what. And Mahomes, so let's say it's 30-29, then Mahomes needs two first downs, maybe three, and then the game's over. This way, you know, they're going to go and try to kick a field goal at worst. All right, they're going to bleed the clock, but you might get another chance. And if they happen to miss the field goal, you're going into overtime. Here is Josh McDaniels, the Raiders head coach, on going for two instead of one.
We had a play that we felt really good about. We thought we would get a look that gave us a shot at it for sure. We had a chance. We had a fair fight at it. You know, they played it a little bit better than we did and gave ourselves an opportunity to take the lead there and, you know, and then maybe put a little extra pressure on them when they had the ball. You know, nothing more, nothing less. Just trying to be aggressive, trying to win the game.
And I get that. I mean, the coach knows his team and what, you know, is going to work best. It didn't work out. And if it did work out, I still didn't like it from the standpoint of there's so much time left. It's Mahomes. They seem to be on a roll, and all they need is a field goal now. This way, at least I might get the ball back, and worst case scenario, maybe they don't score. Maybe we don't score and we go into overtime, and then maybe we have a chance. But they went out. They started great, started fast. They ran the football. They did all the right things. And then all of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey and the Chiefs defense did what they needed to do. And now you get to the controversy. You can't say you weren't warned by me. Because I told you last week, a source said, get ready for the overreaction, the overcorrection. This is going to happen. And my source said, understand this. The NFL is about entertainment. The NFL Players Association is about keeping the players healthy who are the entertainment. And he said, their job is they're going to protect those players the best they can. They're not worried about who's the quarterback this week. Oh, it's a marquee matchup and you got, you know, Stidham against Henny. That's not what the Players Association cares about. The networks, they want marquee players. They want the quarterbacks there. They want them available. Whatever it takes, make sure that those guys are going to be playing every Sunday or Monday or Thursday because it's about entertainment. And I think we look at it as, well, those are players and their health and their safety. And from what I was told, my source said, this is about entertainment. The NFL is about entertainment. And therefore, protect those quarterbacks because those are the people you tune in to see. So we did have an overreaction with what happened with Tua. And I did wonder this. Let's say the Dolphins and the independent neurologist did their job. And when Tua came off the field, stumbling, if they did their job and said, you know what, doesn't pass the eye test, we can't send him out there, would we be in this position right now? And the answer is no, we would not. This is what happens. One play, overreaction. That's what happens in the NFL. Down through the years. Remember when Brady got hit? Who was that? Pollard? Bernard Pollard hit him. Brady's out for the year. Now all of a sudden you can't go low. Complete the process. Calvin Johnson. Change football. And that's what you have in a situation like this. They are not going to record sacks anymore. They're going to be hugs. And you had hugs last night. And that's what's going to happen. Hugs. Because you can't tackle somebody. And if you weigh 300 pounds like Chris Jones does, what do you do with Derek Carr? You sacked him. You stripped the ball. Who cares if you land on him? You sacked him, stripped the ball, and now he's not a quarterback. But now you're going to protect him? See, that's tricky. They need to be protected sometimes from themselves. But if you're a defensive player, and I've used this word before many, many times, they have neutered defenses. They don't know what to do. Remember when pass interference, and they're going to call it? Yep, we're going to call it. And they were calling it. It was crazy. We're going to call it. But these defensive players are like, well, where do I hit you? You're allowed to lower your helmet, but I can't. Wait, what happens? I got a small strike zone. If I get to you, can I hit you? Where do I hit you? How hard can I hit you? Can I land on you? Can I sling you to the ground? I mean, imagine how quick this game moves. And TV does not do it justice. When you're on the sidelines and you're watching in real time, and you're going to be thinking as you get to one of these quarterbacks, wait, can I? I would just hold on to him. And there's going to be a moment this season, maybe in the postseason, where somebody holds on to a quarterback and he escapes. Right? Max Crosby did this to Mahomes last night. He just held him. I'm just going to hold on and let's dance. This is like the Pro Bowl. But it's for quarterbacks. Let me just hug you. So when somebody says, oh, how many sacks did you have? No, we don't use that word. We had 2.5 hugs last night. But that's where we're headed. It's an overreaction. It's an overcorrection. And unfortunately, we saw it coming, or at least we should have seen it coming. Here's Chris Jones on the sack on Derek Carr.
Hey, listen, this is a Christian-like league, man. I'm going to pray that I stay off the quarterback, okay? I might have to pick him up and carry him, lay him down nowadays, man, you know? But, you know, the Ralph, I get it. It happened so fast, you know, and it kind of looked like that initially, but when you actually look at through the video and slow it down, you see how kind of braced. And the ref might have seen just a big 300-pound land on him, and I get it. I'm not saying the ref is wrong, but I'm just saying that those situations can affect the game tremendously.
And Andy Reid was asked about it, and Andy said, I don't want to touch this. I don't want to get in trouble. Andy Reid?
Oh, I mean, I thought he had the ball, so, I mean, that's what I thought. But that's their job, so they do that.
He don't want to get fined. This program brought to you by Panini America, the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the DP Show. Instant classics, autographed cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. We'll talk to Eli Manning. Eli will join us in about 10 minutes from now. Seton poll question today. By the way, stat of the day, poll question, play of the day, all of that forthcoming. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, those chatting on Chat Row, and our radio affiliates around the country.
It's funny how the tone of those sound bites, by the way, they change when you win. Hey, look, yeah. Refs are doing the best job they can, okay? It's sometimes maybe they thought they saw one thing, but hey, it's difficult. They're trying to get it right, but oh well.
Yeah, when you win, you're like, come on, I'm a big man. What am I supposed to do?
I mean, hey, I'm 350 pounds, okay? Yeah. I'm trying to do my best. Maybe they just didn't see that I was bracing it, but it's okay. You know, we move on. If they had lost, you know, if that was a play that had decided kept the drive going or something like that, they would have been going nuts.
I'm worried we're going to get late in the season, postseason, and we're going to have something tainted by a call like this. It just, it's almost like the officials say, all right, you want us to call it, we're going to call it. And then there's no replay with this. And then they don't judge intent. Now, Troy Aikman said that last night. The officials said they don't judge intent. Now, what's the poll question there, Steve?
But you can't judge intent, though, right?
No, I think it's difficult to do that. I do. You know what? Let me take a break. We got Eli Manning joining us, and then we'll get to phone calls on this, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Just getting started on this Tuesday. Back after this. Back after this.
Because LifeLock, Dan, you want to tell us about LifeLock.
Yes, I do. And usually when I talk about LifeLock, it's like, uh-oh, he's got another data breach. Yep. Several weeks ago, American Airlines discovered a data breach that exposed the sensitive personal information of a lot of customers. Information accessed through breached employee email accounts, customers' names and passports and driver's license. Yes, you can be vulnerable. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Make sure you protect your identity the best you possibly can with LifeLock by Norton. Detecting and alerting you on potential identity threats, a loan taken out in your name, or crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Operator, Tyler standing by. What is the poll question we're going to go with before we get to Eli Manning there, Seton?
Yeah, we'll go with which stat line would you want? 7 catches, 25 yards, and 4 touchdowns. 3 catches, 124 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Adams or Kelsey?
Yep, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Let's bring in Eli Manning. Won a couple of Super Bowls. Of course, one of the stars of the Manning cast, joining us on behalf of Quaker Oats, which we'll get to coming up in a moment. Eli, good to see you twice in a month. How great is that?
This is awesome.
Thank you. You're like a member of the team, or I feel like I'm a member of the Manning family here. So this is good. How has roughing the passer changed in the last, let's say, 15 years?
I think it used to be just about just the timing, like kind of, hey, the ball is released. You had like, was it within a step? If he takes 2 steps and then hits you, it would be, you know, roughing the passer. Then it kind of changed as, hey, no hits to the helmet, and which, you know, trying to, with the concussions, everything on it made sense. Hey, you can't just dive. You can't even have your hand hit the helmet. And then it's kind of turned into the, you know, driving into the ground, eliminating that. It's hard. And I think anytime you start, judgment, did he drive into him? Did he hit into him? Guys are competitive. They're trying to strip the ball, sack, make sure they wrap up and make a tackle. I see it. It's hard on the defense, hard on the refs on some of these calls. You can go super slow-mo and see, hey, he didn't really drive into him, or can you toss him? Can you swing him? It's very judgmental, and I think it's hard to officiate.
Okay. Would you be in favor of replay?
I think you could. I think I'd be in favor of replay to see whether, hey, that was truly a foul. Just because it's such a big play. A lot of times it's third down, and it's whether, it's like a turnover basically. It's whether, hey, you're getting the ball back or 15 yards first down. I mean, that's a huge play. You get someone an extra 15 yards on a first down, I think, the chances of points being scored is going to go way up after that. And so I'd be okay with replay just because it becomes such a huge play.
The pass you had to David Tyree wouldn't have happened. You would have been in the grasp. They probably would have tried to protect you, I'm going to guess.
No, I don't think so. I don't agree with you. I think that was clean. I think fourth quarter Super Bowl 2-minute drive. I don't think they're going to call in the grass right there at that moment. I think they would know I'd be willing to take a hit for an extra second to get out of there.
Once again, people call it the catch, and I call it the throw, the scramble. So just want to let you know. But is there preferential treatment? That we see this with the NBA, we see this with baseball sometimes with pitchers or batters. Is there preferential treatment when it comes to calls in the NFL?
Well, I mean, I think of it this way: of like, Brady, he's 44, he's not 22. It's like he's an old man out there. You're kind of like, oh, that's gonna hurt him. He looks a little frail. It's not like Josh Allen, who's like 250 pounds, and it's like you can't toss him around, you can't move him that much. And so, maybe with the a smaller guy, it looks like it's a much bigger hit, and therefore they can call a grounding. But I think it's like, hey, we got to take care of this guy, he's been around, we don't want him to get hurt. So I don't think there is, like, on purpose. I don't think a ref saying, hey, I'm really gonna protect this guy. It just might look differently a hit on some quarterbacks than others.
What is Brady, 4 years older than you?
I think 4, 3 or 4.
Isn't that weird that, yeah. You're sitting here talking to us, and Brady's still playing.
He's still playing. He was playing. Yeah, he was playing when I got into the NFL, and he's you know, playing long after I left the NFL. And I consider I you know played a long time, and so and he's playing well, playing at a high level, and so you know give him a ton of credit. And he's it's amazing. So he's got some good genes. He's doing something right in his preparation and keeping his body safe and not getting hit, not getting injured and be able to heal quickly. So there's a lot of things that he's doing that are truly impressive.
Okay, how long did it take you to get ready to be Chad Powers, and how was your body after Chad Powers tryout?
It took 2 hours of makeup. 2 hours of makeup of just sitting there.
And, but how about the arm? How long did it take that to get ready?
No, the arm, Chad. You know, you can't. Chad's arm is good, so it's strong. It was ready, yeah. And so that part wasn't. I wasn't worried about the throwing part. The 40, I was a little worried about, but I knew like, hey, I can cruise through a 40, and you know, even though I'm saying think fast, run fast, I'm thinking don't pull a hammy. So that wasn't I didn't come out with a big burst. What I was worried about was the 5-10-5 shuttle drill. I mean, that's kind of where you got to get low, you got to touch the ground. I mean, that's some cutting involved. That's where you twist an ankle, you do something there. And I knew I had to throw after doing all these things, which was going to be the entertaining part of this whole show. So I'm like, I just got to get to the throwing part where I can get with the coach and start talking and get through some of these. Make up some stories about Chad.
Okay, but who are you channeling? Who is Chad Powers in your mind that I'm going to try to be him when I'm in this character?
I don't even know. I think it's just someone who, it's a little bit. His uncle Kenny Powers definitely had an influence on him. I think his uncle Austin Powers also probably a little influence. So, I think those two guys, have played a big part in Chad's life and just growing up and watching them as role models. So, but I think it's just more. It's just I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to come out. And luckily, I was quiet really the first 30 minutes of the whole shoot. I didn't really say anything. I didn't want to come in and people would be looking at me. I knew I was going to look ridiculous already and be older than everybody and just kind of be like, who's this guy? But I wanted to say, hey, this guy's here to work and he's just doing the drills and doing everything. And then once I kind of, got with the throwing part, got with the coach, and he was curious about who I was and started asking questions. That's when I started making up stories and kind of got a little confidence and a little cocky and started, having some fun.
Tell us what you're doing with Quaker Oats.
Yeah. Excited to partner up with Quaker Oats and with Quaker, really, because one, I love oatmeal. The last 15 years, I've had it almost every morning of my life. And so I'm a big fan, but also, like Quaker, I believe that the circumstances of life should never be a barrier to good nutrition. So a part of Quaker's commitment to help advance food security in the U.S., they are introducing the Quaker Hunger Clock in partnership with Feeding America. And their goal is to raise $500,000 by Super Bowl 57. And so, that's beginning this weekend. You can go to quakerhungerclock.com to find out. You can learn more information and to donate to Feeding America. So it's a great initiative and happy to be a part of it.
Do you drop the kids off?
I drop them off sometimes. I did not drop them off today because I had to come, kind of get prepared for your show had to shave and, do all this stuff and make sure I'm looking good and have my stories prepared for what you might ask. I will drop off some days or at least we have kind of two different drop offs and kids are all different ages. So I'll take one of them or do some pickups. So, I'm trying to do my part.
No, it's nice. But, the Giants playing well. It feels like I'm seeing a lot more people wearing Giants jerseys than I have in about 10 years, Eli.
They're coming back out. They're coming back out.
Have you bought into the Giants? Like, is this real in your opinion? And now as an analyst, not as a former Giant.
Sure.
Are they are they for real? Playoff team.
I think they're for real just because they're just playing good team football and they're finding ways to win. And it's not always like the prettiest thing the first half, but you know, it's like those teams that have something. They're like, hey, we're a second half team, and you know, they understand that they're not going to freak out if they're down a little bit. They're not going to get worried if they're not playing the greatest at certain times, and they can overcome it. And, you know, we had that a little bit in the 07 team. We were an away game team. We were terrible at home, but we would play great on the road and win on the road and, you know, can make comebacks and be a fourth quarter team and be a 2-minute drive team. So you have that that little thing that you feel confident that you're going to be able to find a way to win. I think it's a good thing. You don't always wish you had to be a second half team. You wish, hey, why can't we play this way the whole way? But if you have it and you know, you're not going to freak out at times and get worried during certain circumstances. So, I think going against the team, you know, Green Bay, good team, coming back on them, you know, defense stepping up, having, you know, kind of a goal line stop there or a red zone stop at the end to win that game. That's a big, momentum swing and you know, gives some kind of makes the rest of their wins look a little bit more valid.
Have you ever gone as you at Halloween?
I've never gone as me. I usually wear the same, not to give it away. I'm a big mask guy. And so I have like an old man mask. It kind of looks like Freddy Krueger, but I don't think it's Freddy Krueger. I think it's just an old man. I've also gone as Chucky, like a full mask. So, you know, I guess I'm going as me. I'm wearing my normal clothes that I would have been wearing that day, but just kind of throw my mask on.
What about going as Peyton?
Yeah, I could go. I think people would figure that out, but I could try that. Just go full Denver uniform or I guess maybe Colts, maybe throwback Peyton, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Well, you can't wear Tennessee.
That's true. But if you're in costume, I think you can.
It's great to talk to you as always.
Dan, you're the best, pal.
Thank you, buddy. Talk to you next month. That's Eli Manning, the two-time Super Bowl champ. And visit QuakerHungerClock.com to learn more about how you can donate Feeding America. Oatmeal. It's all about oatmeal for it. Yes. All right, some phone calls here. John in Indianapolis. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. How are you?
Good, John.
I've been watching football since 1967 that I can remember. And watching it today, what you can and can't do, there's a delay. Did he raffle that tackle? Did he grab him? Did he throw him down? It's getting very difficult. I'm a sports nut, former athlete, and it's just very difficult anymore to watch a complete game with scratching your head and wondering what's going to happen next. And the NFL is jumping around like a reaction like I've never seen it. I just thought I wanted to get your reaction to that.
Yeah, I said last week there was going to be an overreaction. I had somebody tell me that. Get ready. This is what everybody wants. That's what you're going to get. And that's where we are right now. If the Dolphins and that independent neurologist did their job and watched Tua when he stumbled twice and grabbed his head, I don't care about concussion protocol. Even stumbling if your back is injured. That's another thing that I found mind-boggling. That's my quarterback out there. He grabbed his head, shook his head, stood up, almost fell down, took a couple of steps, almost fell down, had to be secured by his teammates. He goes to the sidelines. No concussion. Going to put him back in for the second half. No. Because nobody said anything about if your back makes you react that way, I'm going to guess you shouldn't be in a football game. Then he gets hit in the next game. Then all of a sudden, it changed football. This is because of Tua or the reaction to Tua or how it was, how he was examined. It's because of Tua, the overreaction. And go back through history with the NFL. When things change, it's because of one thing, one play. That's it. Mike in Louisiana. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Mike.
I am a first time long time. I am 5'10", a fluffy 270. Mm-hmm. All right. I had two things. The first thing is on the funny name thing. I used to work as a corrections officer back in Panama City, Florida, back in the 90s. And we had a gentleman that was a foreigner that used to come into the jail frequently and get booked in. His first name was P-H-U-C, and his last name was N-G-O. I'll let you fill in the blanks on that one.
All right. Thank you. Still getting phone calls and tweets about people at like yesterday. Marvin, do you have the highlight from yesterday when Fritzy was trying to figure out exactly what this caller said?
We'll do 2 seconds.
All right.
That was a classic. Yes. People were sending it around for hours after the show yesterday.
All right. Here you go.
I didn't catch the last name. He said Jenna Tolls. I didn't.
I think we got it. I guess you did catch it.
Jenna Tolls? Oh, okay. So bad.
That's even funny today. Jenna Tolls.
He said it was a Jewish name, so I'm focusing on what Jewish name would sound like that. I didn't even think about putting those two together.
And then repeating it and then go, oh, Jenna Tolls.
Bastard.
Bastard.
It's a Gronk ad.
Those are terrible commercials with Gronk. When he's somehow trying to get insurance. Bastard. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan, Danette. Thanks for taking my call today. I'm not too happy. Dan, you mentioned it yesterday and this morning. I don't understand why the Carolina Panthers fired Matt Rhule. He wasn't that great. But for real, how does that improve the team? You're paying a guy to do nothing. He'll go make more money in college. You promoted a guy that was 3-13 with the Arizona Cardinals. He gets rid of the defensive coordinator and brings up his own defensive coordinator that did nothing in Arizona with him and made the 26th total defense. I don't understand how these midseason firings will actually improve the team. The only silver lining I see is if C.J. Stroud wins the Heisman and C.J. Stroud wins the national championship, maybe the Carolina Panthers go into bomb mode and blow everything up. And so it's the third part of Paulie winning his bet, and C.J. Stroud goes to the Panthers. But really, I don't understand. Why do teams do this? How does it improve it? How does it make it better? What are the owners thinking? Maybe you got some insight on this that I don't see, because I just think it's a dumb move.
Well, and thanks for the phone call, Andrew. You don't want that coach that you know is going to be fired at the end of the year to all of a sudden win like 3 or 4 games in a row. Like you, it's like, nope, he's not the right guy. We made a mistake. Let's pay him off. And then now you're open for business. You see this, I mean, college is doing this more and more, sooner and sooner. Hey, 3 games, 2 games. Now, this is based off a couple of seasons, and you're like, nope, we're good. Arizona State, we're open for business. Wisconsin, we're open for business. Nebraska, we're open for business. Now Matt Rhule's name is going to be attached to Nebraska. He'll be attached to probably a few places here. But here's something that every owner should remember. Since 2000, 11 first-time NFL coaches who came directly from being a college head coach like Matt Rhule have a combined winning percentage of 477. Only 3 of the 11, Jim Harbaugh, Chip Kelly, and Bill O'Brien, had winning records in their first NFL job. Among the 11, only Bobby Petrino had a lower winning percentage than Matt Rhule. Petrino's winning percentage was 231. All other first-time NFL head coaches have a combined winning percentage of just under 500. You're bringing somebody in, and it's one thing to run a college team where you have total autonomy and you're the man and you're able to dictate what these student athletes do. You control them. In the NFL, you do not. And they gave him total control. They also gave him a team that didn't have a good quarterback. Now, you get a good quarterback. Is Matt Rhule still employed? I don't know. You know, they gave Christian McCaffrey that second contract. Didn't think that was smart at all. They are a faceless franchise. And that's why they're in the position they're in. It's not just Matt Rhule. When you think of Carolina, what do you think of? Exactly. Nothing. I mean, Baker Mayfield is playing his way out of being a starting quarterback. And then Sam Darnold played his way out of being a starting quarterback. Those are your two quarterbacks. Now, if I said to you 4 years ago, you're going to have Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield as your quarterbacks, you'd be like, oh, wow, what a luxury. Nah, it's not. You're going to bring in another college coach? The greatest college coach of all time didn't stay long in the NFL. Why? Because you don't have control, and he didn't get a quarterback. If he had gotten Drew Brees in Miami, maybe Nick Saban's still coaching in the NFL. But you'll notice he didn't go back. Joe Paterno stayed at Penn State. Some of the greatest coaches understand who they... Spurrier went in and went, uh-oh, this is not for me. Then he went back. Because there's so much that goes into being a head coach in the NFL. Press conferences, running everything here. Now you got big-time contracts here. You got guys who are complaining about touches. It's not like you can go, hey, you're a college student, you listen to me. These are grown-ass men, and they're not listening to you. They want to know what you've done. Hey, you turned around Temple. And, hey, and I did a great job at Baylor. And they want to know who you are, what you've done. And it didn't work out. Now they're open for business. Take a break. Play of the day up next. How did you sleep last night? I mean, not to get too personal here, but, you know, are you getting a great night's sleep? Because every great day starts with a great night's sleep. Proven quality sleep. Science proves you're at your best. Mental, emotional, physical health, getting a great night's sleep. And there's some tips. How about a warm shower before going to bed? Eating cooling foods on warmer nights. Drink a lot of water. Reassess what you wear to bed. Fritzy's case, he doesn't wear anything. You can fall asleep faster with the Climate 360 Smart Bed, warming your feet and helping you fall asleep faster, and you stay asleep longer. Sleepers who use their 360 Smart Bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. And now don't miss out. Sleep Number's special introductory offer on the new Climate 360 Smart Bed, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left, I got it!
Check this out.
24-23 Chiefs. First down and goal to go at the one. They're going to throw it. Near side it is. Caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelce! 1, 2, 3, 4 touchdown receptions.
Courtesy of the Chiefs Radio Network. That's your play of the day brought to you by Simply Safe. The numbers don't lie. In the last decade, over 4 million people have chosen Simply Safe Home Security, protecting their home. At Simply Safe, your safety is the only thing that matters. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com. Here's a stat for you. Raiders blew a 17-point lead for the second time this season. Last year, there were only two games where teams blew a lead of 17 or more points. This year, both the Raiders and Ravens have already done it twice.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Who should trade for Christian McCaffrey? Because it feels like now if you're Carolina, you're open for business. Here is the owner of the Panthers, David Tepper, talking about his role in finding a quarterback.
Look, ultimately, I'm the head of the organization, and ultimately, I always bear responsibility. Listen, we will find, and we may have that person right now, but I believe we will have that person eventually.
Ooh, that was tricky. We'll find, we may already have, because you don't want to upset Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold. But it feels like you're open for business there, and why not? Christian McCaffrey, you're going to have to eat that salary, and you trade him to a team like Buffalo. There's probably the Eagles. Like one of these front runners, if you go, you know, why not? Buccaneers. Rams. Yes, Todd.
Baltimore, give Lamar another threat that works in their salary.
Well, they got Dobbins. I mean, they do have running backs. They were just all injured last year. But sure, why not? Buffalo makes a lot of sense having that weapon. And now I don't use him as somebody who's going to carry the ball 20, 25 times. Now it's going to be you may carry the ball 7 to 10 times. And then you're going to get targeted, you know, 5 to 8 times out of the backfield. Okay. Now I can preserve him. All I have to do is keep him healthy for the rest of the year. If you're Buffalo, you just need one Super Bowl. Whatever it takes, one Super Bowl. You're the, you know, the Chicago Cubs of the NFL. Like, just win. Just win one. And whatever it's going to take to get that. And if Christian McCaffrey can help you, give you another weapon there, the question is, you're going to have to eat that salary. Can you eat that salary? Yes, Marv.
Are we all rooting for Buffalo to win the Super Bowl this year?
Just, no.
Oh, I am.
I mean, if you said Buffalo wins the Super Bowl, that's a great story. And as I've said before, give me a great story. That's all you want in this business. Give me a great story to tell. Yes, Tom.
And finally, winning that elusive Lombardi Trophy, does that really wash away those 4 consecutive Super Bowl losses?
It doesn't take them away, but it does put them a little bit further in the rearview mirror. I mean, the Red Sox, when they won, that washed away a lot, a whole lot. Cubs washed away a whole lot. You know what? I think Buffalo fans would like to know what it's going to feel like. They like to, you know, experience that, to go, nah, nope, it doesn't get rid of those 4. It would certainly keep them further and further away. There'd be a little separation there. James in Virginia. Hi, James.
Oh, good morning, brother. Happy Tuesday, DP, Danette. Salute the Commanders, man. I got a question and a comment. 2 comments, because I'm going to piggyback off of what you just said. I think the team you missed out on, McCaffrey, was the San Francisco 49ers, man. Could you imagine him with Debo Samuel in the backfield at the same time? That would be scary, man. But my question is, you know, because the Bills and the Chiefs is the best game this weekend, but there's 3 other matchups, man, and what's the most intriguing one? That's my poll question. Is it the Ravens and the Giants? Is it the Eagles and the Cowboys or the Broncos and the Chargers? And I think I'm taking Ravens-Giants because I'm interested to see what the Giants do, and I can't keep my eyes off of Lamar Jackson. And my last comment is, man, me and my wife have been going crazy listening to you guys and all the comments about the video and the appearance, man, and all I'll say is, Dan, is growing up in Southeast Virginia, the 7 cities, 757 stand up. It's a very diverse area, and I just leave it at that, man. But you guys are awesome.
Marvin's face when we saw James's face was priceless. You were like, excuse me. Wait, that's James? Yep, that's James. Talk a little baseball. Mad Dog Russo is going to join us coming up. Hour 2, right after this. One more item. We close out hour 1. If you own a business, we know it's been a bumpy ride the last couple of years, but help could be on the way. The Cavalry. If your business has 5 or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. And it's not a loan. It's an actual refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting it. But that's where GetRefunds.com comes in handy, because they have a team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And maybe they can help you as well. By the way, they do all the work. There's no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. And businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if you can qualify. Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me. This is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. GetRefunds.com. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.